Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Just saying. Okay.
Can't have a burger without Megan Berg.
Kelly Barlow. When she goes Barlow, we go Hilo.
And Christy Dougherty, the OG Prime Supreme.
Plus our super premium sponsors.
Kelly Grant, the Grantmaster.
And Lizzie Drucker, a fine motherfucker.
Watch What Crappens. Watch What Crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens. Crappens.
Crappens. Watch What Crappens. Watch What Crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens? Watch What Crappens. Watch What Crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker from BsideBlog.com and the Banter Blender Podcast. And joining me on this joyous, joyous day is a man who waits for no one, even if he has a gift. It's Ronnie Karam from TrashTalkTV.com and the Rose Pricks Bachelor Podcast. What's up, Ronnie?
Whopping. I've never seen you act like this before. In all of our years and years of being friends.
I'm terribly sorry, Ronnie, but the traffic's just ridiculous. Have you ever seen such ridiculous traffic, Ronnie? Guys, it's ridiculous. Ridiculous.
There is nothing worse than an LA person talking about how bad traffic is. Guess who else traffic sucks for? Everybody who lives in fucking LA, lady. Okay? Yeah. And I made it to this restaurant, and it's not even a Vanderpump Pink restaurant with giant pots in the everywhere. Chef Penny, fried goat cheese balls, I'm ordering off a foreign menu for you, and you made me wait to eat.
We have an extra, extra petty episode of Beverly Hills to recap today, but we would be remiss if we didn't shill our own shows that are absolutely ridiculous. You all have to go. Go to WatchWhatCrappens.com to buy tickets to our live shows. We are all over the country for the next several months. Places like Irvine, California, West Palm Beach, Atlanta, Philadelphia. Congratulations to Philadelphia. We are going to celebrate your Super Bowl victory this summer. Where else? We're all over the place. Houston,
we're all
going to
go out in the street, knock over dump trucks and shit. It's going to be amazing, guys. We're going to show this town how you really fuck up a city.
That is right. St. Louis, Kansas City, all over the place. So go to WatchWhatCrappens.com to buy your tickets. And there were some screwy things that were going on with the Philly tickets in terms of VIP. Just if you got, I believe if you got a, the VIP tickets didn't go on sale immediately. So if you have a general admission ticket and you want to upgrade to VIP, you can do that too. So WatchWhatCrappens.com, follow the ticket links there, and also buy your merchandise there.
Yes, well, that's a nice way to get that over with, Ben. Now, I'd like to apologize to the girl on Twitter who gave me a very simple request. Could you please stop using your screechy, screamy, Dorit voice? It's making me cringe. And I wrote back, no, but I will try to get further away from the mic. I know it's obnoxious as hell. Trust me, I have neighbors, I have friends. They're all like, shut up with that. It doesn't even make sense. I don't care. You can't just change midstream, darling.
You can't. Also, last week, I made a big hullabaloo about the fact that when PK and Dorit arrived, like landed from their helicopter on yacht number one, that Alex from Below Deck season one was there to help them onto the dinghy. And I was like, you guys, there's a crossover. Little did I realize, I was so absorbed in like patting myself on the back for seeing Alex that I totally ignored Bobby from Below Deck Med helping them onto the dinghy also. So it was a double crossover. And it's funny because sometimes there are these things that we miss that the audience is like really, really determined that we get right. We got so many tweets and emails and ats about Bobby being on the dinghy. It was insane. It was absolutely insane. So we want everyone to know we have heard you and we are correcting ourselves.
Just
thank
like
you.
Real life, I look over Bobby.
Yeah.
I'll be doing it all this season on Below Deck Mediterranean Med. Okay? Below Deck. I couldn't even say it without the blow dick.
Oh, wait. Don't introduce Australia. It's going to totally make... My Dorit is going to be from, like, Perth now. She'll be like, you guys, I just came in from Perth.
Now listen here, Perth.
You listen here.
Get out of my body.
I told that Western City, get out of my west coast of Australia, Perth. Doesn't make sense.
You know what I've been doing all week long, ever what? Since the last episode?
What?
I keep going up and going, I love black tie! I love black tie! I love black tie! Fucking Lisa Rinna. They showed that at the beginning of this episode, and I died. I love black tie! Woohoo!
Was there like a clip that was an online exclusive that involved Lisa, Erica, and Eileen? Because Eileen posted a video of her coming by to say hello, like having lunch with Erica and Rinna. And I was like, I don't seem to remember this at all.
Oh, Eileen, you've been cut on the cutting room floor, darling.
It's sad, but even your guest appearance doesn't make it onto the main show. It's just saved for, you know, secrets revealed in 20 months from now. Anyway, so this week's episode opens up with Dorit at home going, baby, come into the green room. Come on, don't be ridiculous. Get into the green room right now, guys. Baby.
And PK, baby, babe. Babe, I love you, babe. You are a machine, babe. A bread machine. My favorite kind of machine, babe. It was an amazing birthday party. Beyond, babe.
PK, you're just flattering yourself now. Anything else you'd like to say about the birthday party, PK?
I'd like to open a store called Bed, Babe, and Beyond, babe. That's how beyond it was, babe. And then we see memories of the party that was so long ago, and it's done to James Bond music. I have never seen a sadder looking 50-year-old man in my life. That man is not 50. And yeah. I don't know if I said this last year. And by the way, I'm a chunky, out of shape, pasty motherfucker too, who drinks too much and gets rosacea. Okay. So I'm not even throwing stones. I'm just saying that is not a 50. Someone tweeted us last week a Wikipedia, babe.
Babe, you're like a machine on Wikipedia.
And it says, babe. Age 50, born 1947 or something. It's like, oh, God. You don't even know how to edit your own wiki, darling. Come on.
I just like to imagine PK actually being James Bond and just being the worst installment in the franchise. Just even the opening credits, you know, when you see James Bond walking and, like, the bullet sight follows him along, you just know, you just see PK walking and the bullet sight is like, wait, where'd James Bond go? And, like, has to go back, like, oh, wait, you're still at that part of the screen? Okay, we'll wait.
Slowest action scenes ever.
It's like, dun, 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 and then just, like, the gunman just turns the gun on himself. Like, I can't even fight. Gold Bentley!
Rose gold, babe. Rose babe. Gold finger. All right?
Babe. Your performance. Babe. Babe. Your performance,
hello,
George,
was
sensational.
Who is this, babe? Q? Is that a name? That's the dumbest name I ever heard, babe. It's like, I'm giving you your orders. I'm not listening to someone who calls themselves Question.
James, I'm sorry. I'm terribly sorry. I don't think I can make it to the checkpoint in time. Traffic in East Berlin is absolutely ridiculous right now. But I'll be there as soon as possible. We were supposed to have a rendezvous at 4:30. Am I right, James?
Or rush across the town in this fast sports car to get you. Hold on, I'm waiting at the Hertz rental, babe.
Hi, James. James Bond, is it? So it turns out my driver just can't even figure out these streets. We're supposed to meet at 5:30, right? So I'm not terribly late. Am I? Please tell me I'm not terribly right, James. James, are you still there?
I'm exhausted, babe. Sorry, fell asleep there for a second.
She just shows up, this dead body.
Oh, you know, I feel terrible that James Bond was killed because I didn't get him the necessary dossier. But to be fair, we did agree that we're going to meet at 6:30, and I was actually an hour early, so... I don't know. I mean, I just feel like, how can I be working with this secret agent if he's going to hold me to these standards? It's just a little ridiculous, don't you think?
The secret agent man! They blow their cover everywhere they go.
Everywhere.
That's Kiki! He's a secret agent, man. I'm so proud of him. He was undercover. We just shot him.
Yeah, they walk into a ball together. And she just like turns to someone's like, can I tell you something ridiculous? He's not even my husband. He's a secret agent. I'm such a silly cut fitness, aren't I?
Boobily!
Is it because I love my fake husband more? Did I say fake?
Rimmer. She turns. She's like, secretly, I've been Rimmer this whole time! Rips off her mask.
Dorit, we have some terrible news. James Bond has been
young ladies, yeah! Welcome home to June.
Babe, we're supposed to be hiding. Now, so he is the worst.
Wait, I'll do one more. Now, Dorit, when you meet me, just remember our code. Can you say what the code word is again? It's Boboli. Got it. I did the mailbag instead. When you hear the church ring, you say this. You say the secret word. Got it?
Happy birthday to you.
Bang, 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 bang!
Happy birthday to you.
Well, they have to keep recasting James Bond because Dorit fucks it up for every single one.
The abort code word is and the everything's fine is
Got it. All right. If everything's fine, I'll say
okay, sorry. You were trying to actually take this recap someplace, and I was like, no. Time to play sound effect.
PK is such an asshole. He's like, babe, your performance with George was sensational. Because George loves to sing with people who can't sing, you know? And she's like, well, thanks a lot, baby. Because, like, you know, when you go out with the super fat person, because you look slimmer. I'm like, what do you think she's doing with you,
that's
idiot?
That's exactly what I wrote.
You think she don't know that?
Stop quoting her vows.
I promise to have and to hold you until you get too heavy, and then I'll look thinner until we die.
Guys, can we talk about Kyle for a second? Because, I don't know, I was talking with Teddy Mellencamp, and, I don't know, talk about wine glasses, and meanwhile, Kyle is speaking on Teddy's behalf, defending her, guys. It's just, it's a bit much, I think. I don't know how I could be friends with it. Kyle. Guys,
Guys, PK. She's wearing a Balenciaga baseball cap. I mean, shut up, Dorit. Okay, your fucking cap can shut up too. Stupid hooker. Be quiet over there, Dorit.
So yeah, basically,
and I like that she goes. The whole day was amazing and magical. So then I yelled, "Titty!" Like, well, great segue.
Tada.
So, Dorit, so
she's basically pissed.
Him. Yeah, but, she's
by
pissed.
The way, she's pissed because when she and Teddy were having the fight over the wine glasses and everything, Kyle was standing up for Teddy, and she's like, I just don't understand why Kyle wouldn't stand up for me. I mean, is that what a real friend does? Isn't that what happens, or is that just what a friend does who just is there to make me look thinner? Is that what she's there for?
Called it, babe. You called it. Called that one, didn't you, babe? So she is... they show her going to basically the place where...
Yolanda got cryoed,
right?
Yeah.
Wasn't that the same place?
No, it was some place... So basically, she got it. Well, no, I just could read your brain. I didn't write it, but basically,
you read my Yolanda resentment that refuses to fade away.
No, it's like that U2 song, not fade away, not fade away, my love, Bono and my other one. So it's basically Dorit got a gift for PK from her and the kids, and she pulls out this doll or figurine that's like her holding Phoenix and Jagger, and then we see a flashback of her going to a place called Dube, where she stands in essentially a repurposed cryo tank, and they do like a three-dimensional 3D printing whatever, which I thought for a moment, I was like, that's kind of cool. Ronnie and I should do that. And then I was like, who would
gross.
That's weird.
Yeah, who wants that?
Who wants a figurine of us?
Yeah, no offense to you or to me. But you know what? No one's going to be more offensive than PK. He goes, oh, look at that. You look like Barbara Streisand, babe. I'm like, really? Because Barbara Streisand is like 60-something, sir.
I thought that she looked like a Roz Chast cartoon.
But Being a cartoon for you. People who need people. I just ran off a cliff. I was being chased by a big giant bird.
PK, that's the way we were. Get it, PK? Streisand.
He's so horrible. He's like, thanks, babe. That's amazing. I mean, what the hell is it, though? You look like Barbara Streisand. Jagger looks like a ghost kid that haunts me. I'm like fat Bruce Willis here just staring at you guys. No one can see me, but I can see you. But I love it. Great job, babe. Great job. I'm like, you're such a dick, okay? And then he drops it. Poor Phoenix, you know, everyone online is like, she only cares about Jagger. You never even see Phoenix. And then they break off Phoenix's head.
Yeah. Basically, he places the figurine on a book. He's like, okay, babe, we're going to put it right here, so we'll never forget about it, babe. And he puts it there, and then he like, picks up the bag, and like, the tissue paper from the bag knocks over this precarious doll, and it falls off the book, and the head just goes rolling off across the floor.
And then Dorit holds her nose, and she goes, take it away! Please take it away.
So then we go over to Vanderpump Dogs, where Lisa shows up, and her gay, I think his name is Jonathan, I don't know. He comes over, he's like, wait a second, can he just die? Look at this. It's a bag full of puppies. And like the bag opens
I've
up.
I've got a surprise for you. Puppies! It's a bag of puppets. But didn't he say two? I've got two little surprises for you.
Yes. Well, the second was the court case. But the thing is this, it's not a surprise anymore.
I thought it was puppies. I was like, this queen can't count. How does he hold every job in the Vanderpump world without being able to count to three?
I don't know. I just think that it's hilarious that every time she walks into the store, he's like, guess what? Pop it! Like, how many times can you give... Like, and every time she's surprised, she's like, oh, puppies! It's a puppy! I was thinking this time for sure it'd be a can of sardines, but no, it's another puppy!
Puppies! She sounds like a monster at the very end of finally dying. It's like, it's like, kick it in the head. Don't just leave it there. It's going to get back up.
And this poor guy, by the way, you know, I sort of was under the impression that he's kind of like an executive at Vanderpump Dogs, as he was a producer on the documentary, and he seems to be at a high management level, like a Natalie Guillermo level at Vanderpump Dogs. But he has to wear the silly Vanderpump Dogs uniform. I'm like, how much authority does he have in this business? Because if you're doing that much work and you got to wear like the faux pump shirt, something's messed up.
Yeah, but you get to watch little puppies lick Ken's boogers out of his nose. That's so true. I mean, you know, there's perks. Yeah. There's definitely perks. Yeah, Ken. I'm like, Ken, enough. Like, it's really cute watching you love puppies, but I don't need to watch the puppies pick your nose for you. Okay, it's awkward. Yeah.
We've that moment belongs to Jill Zarin, and it shall always stay with Jill Zarin and Ginger. Ginger. So
John's like, great news! Here's the eighth piece of great news today. I'm like, wait a second, bad counter. Just kidding. He's like,
nice counting, Shane. You really got him. Got him this time.
The court has got this fast. And Lisa's like, oh, what wonderful news. When you're a public figure, you're subject to this litigious behavior. I'm like, figure? Come on, Lisa. I like when Lisa just adds new sounds into her accent.
Public figure.
Well, she's like,
oh my god. Oh, the broken bird has been repaired. Fly away, court case bird, fly.
Dinner with Kyle and Dorit tonight, little puppies. They'll be happy for both of us. Yes, they will. All right now, gay person, don't forget to get the spinal fluid out of this one before you throw it in the incinerator in the back.
So,
you know she's running like some stem cell business out of there, okay?
Well, you know what? If she is, and if she saves someone with puppy stem cells, then God bless. So,
Ronnie, why do you keep licking your butt? I don't know. Ever since I was cured of that horrible disease at Vanderpump Pets.
Yeah, I'm like, the last thing I remember was going into Sir, and then all of a sudden I kind of blacked out, and I woke up in a bathtub with ice, and now I'm not even, I just pee on the floor all the time.
So I just want to pee on the couch so everybody knows it's mine. Okay, man.
It's like the last thing I remember was Lisa Vanderpump sitting in a chair with a teacup and a spoon swirling it. I don't know what's going on anymore. So, I was like, for a moment, I was like, we could probably do a good Vanderpump Rules get out situation, but no, we're not going to. Like, all the waiters, it turns out, have just been hypnotized by Lisa Vanderpump.
That's why she's always drinking the tea. She's like, clink, clink, clink. Oh, Katie.
Katie, you must come to the family reunion tomorrow. So
Katie's really Max.
Oh, my goodness. Really? So...
We don't go downstairs. There's mold.
So, Dorit's like, I know, I use that excuse all the time. So,
it's really where we hide Jennifer Loomis.
We've put Kristen inside of Boy George.
So,
it's like the worst. They get no positive.
They're doing all the wrong way.
Side effects from the brain transplant. So he's like, I'm a model, okay? Sorry.
Why is Boy talking like that?
Boy George is a karma chameleon? Seriously? Seriously?
Boy George is even later with his rent than usual, and he's never paid it!
Guys, I'm concerned. Boy George wants to do a t-shirt line. Guys. Guys.
He's writing entire paragraphs that can't even fit on a page!
PK, is it true that Boy George fell out of an Uber?
Right. Oh my god. Oh, we're all right. Okay, people. We'll get it together. We'll get it
so
together.
So Kyle and Teddy are meeting for lunch, and of course Kyle's like, American woman! On our car windshield.
Yeah, and she's, like, how long have you been waiting here? which I think is funny. You know what, by the way, Teddy has been proving to be a really good accountability coach, because they are now all reporting, like, they're all like, shit, I gotta be on time for Teddy. Like, it's
yeah,
kind of
they're
working.
Always on time, yeah. So they're looking for clothes in a workout shop. They're not at lunch. They're at a workout shop. And, oh, yeah. Or a workout clothes shop, whatever you call them.
Wherever
and Kyle takes
somewhere.
The ugliest fucking thing in there, and she goes, these are cute. Like, only to fucking Kyle. It's like she can always walk. She will walk directly towards whatever got pirate sleeves on it. Like...
They're like, I'm sorry, ma'am. Those are actually the curtains we use to mask the employees only area. They're not pants.
I'll never eat turnips again.
Dorit, get out of this scene, okay? Get out of this fucking scene, lady.
Seriously? Seriously?
So Teddy's like, hi, I'm Teddy. You know, this shit with Dorit, it's like water torture. It's like something poking my eyes, you know? Like, I got excuses, but not an apology. And like... You know what? I'm just not going to bring it up again. I'm like, how about starting now? We start that right now.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
How about now? Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. But basically, she's just basically establishing that the beach house trip is going to be this episode. And everyone's basically coming except for Rinna. And speaking of Rinna, we then go over to Rinna and Erica Jane walking down the street, walking basically to a restaurant. And Erica... they're walking to Hollywood. That's what it is. They're walking to Hollywood. And Erica goes, isn't it exciting that this whole area is being redone? And Lisa's like, it is beyond exciting. Where are we again?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi,
I'd love to agree.
City. Hi.
Hi.
And Erica's like, trust me, when I moved here, oh. And Rinna's like,
when I moved here. Hi. Hi.
Yeah, I just love that Rinna just loves to agree off the bat, and because she, her entire philosophy on work carries into her life. You know, say yes first, and then figure out the details later. So it's like,
well, look at that pothole. It's like it reminds me of the pothole on the other street.
I know. I was thinking the same thing. Which pothole are we looking at? What street? What's a pothole?
Have I mentioned that I love black tie? I love black tie.
Yeah, I could see that.
Love it.
So, hustle, baby.
Rinna's doing that thing where she's just listing every little thing that she does. It's like my sister, and Carly, I'm sorry for listening to this, but I always tease her because I'll be like, what are you doing today? well, I went to the store, and then I had to get bread, and then I had to get milk, and then I had to get vegetables. And she lists, like, every step as if it's, like, a separate thing, you know? Like, she'll make a list of, like, every minute thing.
Kind of like me on the bonus episode, whenever it's like, so what'd you do, Ben? I'm like, well, I went to the store, I got bread.
It cracks me up, and that's what Rinna does. She's like, here's what I'm doing. I'm doing days on Monday, then I'm doing the middle, then I'm doing days again, then I'm looking at scripts, because there's so many scripts, so many words, baby. And then my kids, oh my God, so many jobs, so many kids, kids are work, motherhood's a work, that's a job, it's a career. I love black tie.
And then, whoa, what happened to Erica? What happened to Erica? Did she just get, like, infected by the alien?
Well, I'm sorry, while you were talking, I was looking at an egg, and it turns out it was not my ex-Benedict, it was an alien egg, and it kind of got on my face and went in my stomach and gave birth.
Who's Benedict, anyway?
Benedict Arnold? Traitor.
As if Erica knows that.
I know.
You're giving Erica a lot of credit. So Erica's walking around. I saw Hamilton. She's walking around in pigtails with these little red, you know, little girl puppy things, which, yeah. Look, of course she looks like the crazy old lady in the disco Ralphs, right?
Yeah.
Who's just, like, trying to get her change, who drives that pink car around. What's her name?
Angeline.
Yeah, Angeline. She's that lady, you know, I mean, not as old, but, like, she's that lady. So, of course, the waiter's going to be like, hello, girls. She's like, oh, girls. Oh, aren't you cute? Call us girls. Like, well, what is he supposed to call you? Showed up here looking like Baby Jane.
Hello, ladies who've seen Hollywood when it was a different kind of town.
So, hello, lady who pushed Joan Crawford down the stairs.
I did not.
I sent a letter to Daddy. Daddy Todd, that is.
I can't tell if it's a reference to Dolores Claiborne or to whatever happened to maybe Erica. Either way, staircase bad.
So, Rinna's talking about days in the middle, and they're talking about soap operas. And what are you laughing at over there?
Either way, staircase bad.
It's her Frankenstein moment. So they're talking about how, like, on soap operas, there's not a lot of time for rehearsals. So I think this is when Eileen shows up and then is like, hi, I'm back. I was just shitting over there and now someone's feeling good. Montezuma's revenge turns out he's really vengeful a year later. But I'm here, I'm back. We're in Secrets Revealed now, huh? Okay, well.
So Lisa Vanderpump's going to be showing up here to apologize, I'm assuming. That's why I was called, right? A real apology?
No. Oh, okay. All right. That beast.
That was a beast.
Beast. Anyway.
Oh, my God.
So then we see, we go over to Lisa Vanderpump, who arrives at Pally House in West Hollywood. And she's there.
This is great.
I was like, what a treat for us that we get to relive the Teddy experience, but with Lisa Vanderpump, because Lisa gets there and Dorit calls up and is like, Lisa, I'm in ridiculous traffic. I think it's going to be probably about another 5 to 10 hours. I'm not sure.
And Vanderpump's like, you live right around the block from me, darling. All right, it went through the same thing you'd... Granted, it was in a helicopter with Ryan Seacrest, overlooking the tiny little people while puppies licked Ken's nose clean. I forgot what we were talking about. Please get here. I hate waiting. So back at the other place, Erica's like,
oh, soap operas, huh? I've always wondered what it's like to play the same character for decades.
I'm like, really? Because you've literally done it.
I wonder what it's like to play a gay club singer who does things like has songs about called like expensive or hot or hungry or
never
thirsty.
On sale. Tired.
I can't even think of any simple words right
baby,
now. That's really sad.
Are we playing password? Because I did say yes to that. I would do super password. Okay. Expensive. Okay. I'm going to say jewelry. The answer is jewelry.
No.
So Erica's like,
you're not coming to the beach because you're working so much. Oh, yeah. Days. In the middle. then Days, then Amelia's doing something, then Harry's there, he's a husband, that's the job, being a wife. I'm so busy.
There's a rat. Taking showers.
Bonk. Pass out on the table, lack of oxygen to the brain.
Hello, this is Lisa Rinna. We have an ad coming up, so you better listen to it, baby.
So then we go back over to Vanderpump, and now it's like 30 minutes later. We see the clock winding up, and Lisa goes, I'm going into Teddy mode right now, which I like that Teddy already has a mode, and that's possible to go into it.
She's like, hi, I'm Teddy.
It's like, no.
I'm getting exciting. More boring with every passing minute.
So Carl and Dorit come in together. And
34 minutes late.
Yes, watching that time was hilarious to me. I love it. It's like the new 24.
Yeah.
So they walk in together, and now Kyle is wearing the pirate puffy sleeves that Dorit wore last year. Or is it the other way around?
Who knows?
I don't know. I don't remember. But I saw that Seinfeld shirt again, and I was like, yes, it never lives. So Dorit's like, Kyle came after me, Lisa! Which means that she wasn't even really on her way when she said she was on her way. Dorit, right. You're such a bad fucking liar, I swear to God.
Exactly, and it wasn't an apology. It was a, look, I'm not as bad as Kyle, you know? But the thing is, though, that was Kyle late? Because maybe Kyle said that she was going to show up at that time, you know? The point is that Lisa was left alone in the Paley house, and you don't want to be left alone at Paley house.
No one wants to be left alone at Paley house. You feel like enough of a douchebag being there with other people.
Okay? Exactly, exactly.
So they come in, and she's like...
Well, I've been waiting here since Matlock got cancelled. I don't, this case is not closed.
And they're like, oh, traffic, blue. So don't bother apologizing to me. I've just been waiting here 34 minutes and 22 seconds. I am Teddy.
Teddy mode. Anyway, I have something to announce. It's very serious. It's very personal to me. It's close to me. Let me put my lower lip out a little bit further. There we go. It's a nice little shelf for a fly to come sit down on. Will I tell you this personal story?
Ken is completely booger-free for the first time in 20 years.
The court case has been dismissed.
They're like, oh, cool.
Let me say that again. The court case, the case that was in court, as court is a place of law where you get sued and such. The case that was in there, and by case I mean court case, not like a case that Perry Mason carries. Court case, although Perry Mason could try this, and by try it I mean he'd try like a lawyer, not try like he can try a case for the first time in his life. What I'm trying to say is, dismissed.
Ooh. And they're like,
well, great, wonderful. And Kyle's like, then why are you crying?
Well, maybe you haven't heard the good news. Remember, Kyle, when we were in Vanderpump Pets having a wacky time washing dogs, and I sat and forlornly stared out the window and said, yes, court cases do take their toll. Do you remember that?
No, not really.
Well, the court case has been dismissed. Hoorah, hoorah, siskimba, ya, 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 da, da, da.
Oh, look, Raquel Welch, just kidding. I wasn't sure if you were paying attention still.
I know her, you know. Love a jelly.
So then Kyle is like, that's great news. So, Dorit, what's going on with you and Teddy?
And she's like, but.
And Dorit goes,
don't piss on my leg and tell me it's raining. Says Judge Judy, because she handles court cases.
And mine was thrown out like a hot case. You ever seen that show? Hot bench. Well, guess what? This bench is slightly cooler because there's one less court case on the bench.
Great. Did you order guac or should I?
So Kyle is like, so this Teddy thing, let's talk about that. And Dorit's like,
well, this whole glass thing is so ridiculous. I mean, it's ridiculous, guys.
It's absolutely ridiculous. Well, I like when Kyle goes, yeah, you know, I'm so glad that court case is over because we don't need the negativity. Speaking of Teddy.
Yeah, that's like, what she did. I was like, I knew there was
grab a spoon.
I knew you there know, was an Kyle, awkward transition.
So good. And she's like, the glass thing, it's so ridiculous. Like, yeah. Really talk about it some more.
And Kyle's like, were you mad at me for chiming in? And Dorit's like,
Kyle, you don't do that as a friend, okay? You don't speak up when I'm talking to Teddy Mellencamp, okay? Kyle.
And Kyle's like, well, I needed to speak up because you guys didn't understand what each other was saying. It's like, you needed a translator. And she goes, you're not a spokesperson! Right there. Well, Marie, like, Osmond, no one's paying you to do this. Now put down the Slim Fast, Kyle.
You know, I think it's totally acceptable for Kyle to say it sounded like there were two languages being spoken because Dorit's accent is all over the map.
Yeah, she's got like 20 to herself. She's like a whole Rosetta Stone library.
So then Kyle's like, yeah, I was like, I agree, but like, you know, Lisa interjected and you had no problem with it. So like, you know, why did you have a problem with me doing it? Lisa's like, don't deflect onto me, the lady who has no court cases. Did you hear that last part, by the way?
Just because I have no one suing me.
And Dorit's like, you chimed in, Kyle. You chimed in. It's like Dorit's just heard the word chimed in, and she's just thrilled by it. She's gonna say it every 2 seconds.
And Kyle's like, no, but like, you don't understand. Lisa was also chiming in, and you didn't get mad. Or Dorit's like, I don't understand how this is hypocritical. I don't understand what's going on. And Kyle's like, it was basically 2-1, and I felt bad. And then Lisa's like, 2-1? No, I wasn't against Teddy at all. You know, you must be mistaken. My favorite song is To Become One, not 2-1.
I have a good relationship with Teddy, a woman who understands horses and jobs. Don't bring me into this. And
I mean, she's like, I'm not as good of a horse rider as she is, but I have a good relationship with her.
And I'm way richer, darling. And Dorit's like, well, Kyle, I feel like you don't even have a side.
And Kyle's like, I don't have a side. Like, who cares? Like, why would I have a side?
She's like, I see both sides. Yeah. She's like, I see both sides, and it's annoying that you don't see the same thing to Lisa. And Dorit goes, is it because I love her more than I love you, Kyle? Is that what it is?
And Vanderpump's like, oh, finally someone has heard the news.
I liked your transition there between Dorit to Vanderpump. Like, oh, finally someone has heard the news.
You know why? Because my note says Van giggles. And I'm like, that doesn't sound right. Maybe I got the name wrong.
Yeah.
And then does Vanderpump ever giggle? But she did. She went like this.
Kyle. I'm totally kidding, Kyle. I'm totally kidding, Kyle. Kyle.
Kyle's like, I don't even want to talk about it because you're both coming at me. It's like, you guys, it's like you decided to do this with me. You decided to do this to me and make me cry and launch some pirates leave. I'm like, how did they decide to do this to you? You were the one who brought it up, stupid.
I was totally kidding, by the way, Kyle. Oh, now I feel sick.
Now I'm sick!
I feel sick. I just realized the man I'm married to. I feel sick.
Does BK make me look slimmer? Not to change the subject. I'm just like, no, you hurt my feelings. I don't like this.
Listen, Kyle. If Lisa Vanderpump was going to manipulate your ass into doing something stupid, it would have been way better than this.
Well, like, the thing is that I don't think Kyle thinks Lisa is manipulating anything. She just doesn't understand why Lisa gets a free pass, and it speaks to a larger issue that Kyle has, which is that Lisa and Dorit suddenly seem to be much closer than she is with Lisa, and she's like jealous and hurt by it. And so then when Dorit says, "Is it because she loves me more?" it's like a bitchy joke to make because it's like truth and jest moment, and Kyle reads it exactly for what it is, and she feels like shit, which is what the joke was designed to do. So she's like, I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Yeah.
And then she gets that like quiver face that I would get, you know, because by the way, I would do exactly what Kyle would say. I was like, I don't want to talk about it anymore. And then like half cry as I say it, and then get embarrassed that I half cried. Yeah. And I had my face in a glass of wine.
It's not fair. It's not fair. It's like total Kyle. I mean, this whole thing becomes just such a beautiful, beautiful disaster, darling. Thank you, Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah, because Kyle's now, she's now like crying, and she's like, I was just explaining that all I was trying to do was play devil's advocate.
Which point? And Vanderpump's like, I'm going. I waited half an hour, and I'm going.
I'm out of here.
Lisa!
Lisa, this is for BK. Goodbye.
She goes, enough. Kyle's crying over nonsense. It has nothing to do with me or my lack of a court case. And Kyle's like, oh, God, she's mad because now you're talking to me and not to her. And then Vanderpump's like, I want to celebrate. I want to talk about it for at least 2 minutes and then click glasses and talk about how wonderful everything is with me, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
And then they chase her out. She's like, you hear her off camera, like, I'm not dealing with this bullshit. And I was like, why, Lisa? Why? She's like, oh, you say I purposely, what the buggings?
and Dorit's like, please, baby, please, Bobbly.
Is this because I broke Phoenix's head this morning?
And Lisa's all dramatic because they're like, why do you have to leave? And she goes, all dramatic, she goes, because I'm fucking tired. I'm going home to my husband, who'd rather spend more time with me than you would.
Glitter.
And so she goes off, snap. And their faces are so hilarious watching her drive off. They're like, oh, never!
Chimed in. I feel like, chimed in. That's how I feel.
So now,
I think they're just shocked that she's actually using a turn signal.
So now Kyle and Dorit retire back into the Paley house, and now they've turned their issue into an anti-Lisa issue, because now, you know, Kyle is now mad because Lisa Vanderpump clearly did not care that Kyle was sitting there crying, you know? And so yeah. Dorit immediately turns on Lisa Vanderpump and is like, well, I'm terribly sorry, but that is not the behavior of an adult. I feel like I don't have these issues. My 3-year-old, whatever that one's name, Jagger, I think.
I mean, she is missing a head, but you know how it goes.
And Kyle's like, that's your younger child, actually.
Yeah. Oh, whatever, chime in, Kyle.
And yeah. she's like, I feel nasty, like I'm, I mean, I don't feel like I should feel like I'm, and Kyle goes, cheating on your husband? She's like, yes! So now they're getting ridiculous about all of this, you know?
Yeah.
And Dorit goes, this all goes to her issue with not getting attention from her parents and not being told, I love ya! It's 100% it, Kyle.
And Kyle's like, Lisa never told me about her childhood. By the way, that kind of hurts my feelings.
Yeah, oh, it hurts my feelings. Really? Maybe because you were talking about your fucking childhood issues the whole time, Kyle.
It's like that scene in an airplane where the guy orders coffee or something, and then the wife in her head, she goes, Bob never orders coffee at home. That's what, like, Kyle was doing, essentially. And also, you also have to mention that Dorit throws Lisa under the bus even before this thing about that she was never told I love you. She's like,
well, you know, it's just that Lisa, well, she's even told me that when I'm around other girls, I don't pay attention to her. I think she gets a little jealous.
I'm like, wow, how quickly they turn, huh?
But then they show a whole montage of Dorit not paying any attention to Lisa Vanderpump when they're around other girls.
Yeah.
Lisa's like, Dorit! Like, patting her on the back. And Dorit's like, I love hoop earrings!
So, yeah. So now Kyle is feeling extra sore because not only did Lisa not care that she was crying, even though Kyle didn't care, that Lisa just had, like, a huge success in the courtroom. But on top of that, she didn't even know that Lisa's mom didn't say I love you as a child.
Oh my God. And then it gets even better because she's like, best. She never told me that. Like, clearly she has a different relationship with Dorit.
Yeah.
And then Dorit goes, well, it's not isolated behavior. She had a jewelry line and didn't tell me I had a shoot. How does that have anything to do with
I know,
with
that
anything?
Was so, I love that like, that somehow Dorit equates, like, the withholding information of, like, I'm not going to tell my deepest personal secrets to my friend to, oh, yeah, I forgot to tell you that this photo shoot that we're going to be doing is more involved than you were anticipating, you know?
I was like, I didn't know she had a jewelry line. I mean, why am I the only one who puts labels on everything? I mean, I'm an American woman. Do you know that? I mean, have you heard of the agency? I have this whole town eating fat burgers. It's how I support.
Well, Dorit is a fucker because the whole reason why she mentioned the jewelry line thing is she wanted to brag that she was invited to be a model in it and that she knew about it. And by the way, Lisa doesn't have a jewelry line. Lisa was, right? Wasn't that Lisa's like an editor for some magazine they wanted?
She's partnered with somebody because remember, oh, yeah, she said, yeah. Oh, that woman. I almost did it again. She says, that woman really does all the work. I just call Vanderpump something and take a percentage, darling.
Yeah, well, either way.
I'm sure, like, in her millions of businesses, she doesn't feel like, oh, I've created a jewelry line. You think Vanderpump wouldn't have told your ass if she created, like, this huge line by herself that she was going to make a huge deal out of? Of course she would. You would have been to 5 parties about
it. It's like, yeah, exactly. I'm sure she told you, just didn't listen. Just the way you, like, turned the conversation away from her like, happy announcement to basically talk about your Teddy situation. It's like, I've got a friend who every time she comes over, she's like, oh my God, new table. And I'm like, yeah, I got it. Like, you've seen it like 10 times, but like every time you come over, you're like, oh my God, love the new table. I'm like, you've seen it every single time. Like, some people are not, just don't want to pay attention to stuff.
So that's me. You're from that friend. So Dorit's like, well, we've got to address it, period. And Kyle goes, well, she's not picking up our calls. Trust me, I've been friends a lot longer than you have with Lisa Vanderpump. She's like, oh, call! There, Kyle, get chom, 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 call!
I don't even know what that was, but I appreciated it.
It's Dorit chiming Kyle.
Oh, chime.
You're chiming in.
Question.
Hey, Kyle, I know what your favorite cereal is. Lucky Charms!
Kyle, may I chime in for a second, like how I use that wordplay? When you're with Mauricio, does he make you feel thinner or does he feel thinner? How does it go? I don't know.
So now we
go. Bruce Jagger's head!
No, that was Phoenix. It's Phoenix's sorry. Head.
So Rinna's with her kids. And she's like, wait, by
the way, isn't Phoenix the one who was in the helmet last season? Gosh, this poor kid.
Yes, and they broke her head. That's probably how she got there in the first place. It's probably like the second damn Phoenix doll they broken the head off of. They're going to go home and Phoenix is going to be holding her own head in her hands. Like, mommy, I don't know what happened.
I don't know how you do the voodoo that you do.
Oh, stupid.
Has anyone ever answered that question?
I believe in the babe with the power. What power? The power of voodoo. Who do you do? I'm lost in this labyrinth.
I've got a question. Why does nothing rhyme with fever?
Several words do.
I mean, I can't be... Don't be ridiculous.
So, now we go to Lisa Renee.
Beaver? I suppose Beaver's one. Cleaver. There you go, you one, Erica.
Seaver, like Growing Pains. Seaver family. You give me seavers. That's what I say when I watch Growing Pains. Growing Pains, that's what I call Teddy, because you know she's going to get fat again. I didn't say it.
So Rinna's like, hi kids, hi. Hello,
hi.
It's me, your mother, Lisa Rinna. I'm going on days, then the middle, then days, then you have to get your driving thing, then you have to get your hair done, then we gotta get your bed for college. And she's like, mom, I don't care about my bed. She's like, yeah, we gotta get your bed, and then some sheets, and then a dust ruffle, and some pillows.
And they're like, I can't believe I have to memorize so many lines.
She's like, oh yeah, baby. Oh, all the time. I memorize the lines of scripts I'm not even in. I just consider myself a permanent swing. I was going to be in Call Me By Your Name. I was going to play Armie Hammer's role. If he had to, you know, if he broke his leg or something, I was like, hey, baby, call me by your name, baby. I'm a man, baby, and I want to kiss another man, baby. Lady Bird, hey, I'm in Catholic school. Baby. Hey,
gross.
Underwater.
What?
Did I snort? I hate when I snort.
Oh, no.
Trying to stop snorting, people.
Hey,
guys.
Baby. Hey, baby, look. I'm a mute, and I fell in love with a sea creature. Shape of Water, baby. Memorize that one, too. Hey, look. I'm signing. I'm saying I love you, monster. Hey, that
what
monster really
hustles. What is the shape of water, Lisa Rinna?
A so sea monster. Kid. That's ridiculous, Lisa.
Lisa Rinna is always like, Mike, I am just a normal mom, okay? and her daughter's like, when's my Tesla coming? I'm not ready for it. And she's like, driving is freedom, okay? Woohoo! Yes, driving!
I don't want to drive. I want to have a little more childhood, you know? And then Amelia's like, Amelia's like, yeah, like, when Delilah's like, yeah, she doesn't need to drive. She crashed my boat in Canada. I was like, okay, all right, enough. Enough. And scene, you know.
Yeah. Rinna's like, she's not afraid of anything. She's a little baby hustler, that one. I'm like, she's a little fucker, okay?
She's like, I went on the wrong side of the buoy. I'm sorry. So
I need my bed. Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah. Spot. Get past. Past it.
So now we head down to Dana Point, which is unfortunately not a reference to Dana Wilkie, which is too bad. But we are at Teddy's Beach House, and as soon as I see this house, I was like, these women are going to freak out, because the next houses are like a feet away, and the little private beach area is like essentially next. It's like you could basically, a stranger could come and touch Lisa Vanderpump. This is not going to go well.
Yes. And in the bonus episode, I made some rando comment the other day about how pillows or whatever has a label needs to just be clear. And this one did. Teddy is like fluffing pillows, and one on the bed says beach. I'm like, okay.
I know.
That is so Teddy. I saw that too. I was like,
yeah, Teddy, I thought I had a lot of person. I'm Teddy.
Beach House. She's like, my address is Beach House on Beach House Way by Ocean.
I'm like a down home chick. I love potlucks. It's like, okay, you're ruining it for everyone, Teddy.
I'm one of those people who wants everyone to be happy, except anyone around me or myself.
I'm like, I don't think you can be an accountability coach and say you want to make people happy. Because usually being held accountable means you're going to be deeply unhappy about something. Like being on time.
We cut to Kyle. Speaking of accountability coach needs, let's go over to Kyle's house where the little dog is raping the big one. Yeah. And it's like every week they catch Kyle's dog doing something horrible. You know, it's like peeing on a wall. Raping something, eating a diamond, like whatever it is. She's like, ignore.
Yeah.
She's like, Doreen is late. Shocker. Must be that LA traffic again. It's like, hello. It's like, Cooney, I'm in a nightmare situation. I've ended up in a hotel, and they told me the only way to get here is to drop off my own leg. What do I do?
Dree, is there a remote next to you? Yes. All right. Press pause. Oh my God. Time has stopped. No, you're watching a DVD. Kyle, that makes so much more sense.
I almost lost a leg, Kyle. All right. Well, hopefully I'll get there soon if there's not too many of those adorable little cars. She's like, that's the other DVD, okay? Oh, you're right, I press play on cars.
Kyle, I just got out of my car and started shooting everyone. I don't know what's wrong with me. I just punched a stranger. All right, Dorit, stop playing Grand Theft Auto. Oh, it's so immersive, Kyle.
You won't believe this nightmare limo car. This man doesn't know where he is. He doesn't know how to get there.
Kyle,
we find out that she's literally yelling at a limo driver the whole way, and in the back seat, like, this limo driver, what an idiot.
Kyle, it's like literally the road has turned into a rainbow. And Kyle, we just drove off. Oh my, Kyle, you would not believe it. A cloud came and saved us. Dorit, you're playing Mario Kart. So anyway. So then anyway, Kyle's like, well, Dorit, like, I mean, it's so ridiculous because obviously the limo driver has Waze on or something, so they're not lost, just that Dorit has never seen, like, you know, she's just never been on Sunset Boulevard or something. It's like, what are these buildings? I've never seen that one. That's a hotel that has a sign upside down, Kyle.
So, have you ever wondered, am I moving or is the tree? Like, stop looking out the window, okay, Dorit? Just stop. Just so, close your eyes.
And then Dorit just hangs up. And Kyle's like, that was, yeah, you say it.
Oh, it's just funny, because Kyle goes, that was a call. That wasn't a call fail. That was a call ended. So then Vanderpump is meeting up with Erica. But
Erica comes over to Vanderpump's.
Yeah, she's like, goodbye, dogs. I'll be away for 24 hours. Schnooks, don't be depressed. Schnooks.
Hanky and Panky, set up a hard perimeter for me. 24, get it?
Now who's this coon? Why is PK talking to us so much?
So Erica shows up like, I didn't know you had turtles. And Lisa's like, everything.
I've got turtles, swans, kens, Rocios, little caterpillars. I have a swing. I have a swing in the backyard, only for caterpillars. Oh, well, that's great.
And then they're like, did you, I think it was Vanderpump's like, did you bring anything for the potluck? She's like, well, I had a bottle of champagne, but I forgot it. And Lisa's like, don't worry.
I have a cake. It's basically Rocio's birthday cake, but I saw it from her. Don't tell her.
I've sent over cases of Vanderpump blah-de-blah to drink, so don't worry about that, darling.
And Erica
is a good friend, because she is opening every bottle. Is like, Vanderpump Rosé, Vanderpump Sangria, Vanderpump doodly-doodly-doodly vodka-vodka-vodka-vodka. It's like, geez, Lisa.
But, you know, Erica in her interview, like, when she said she didn't bring anything for the potluck, she's like,
I left my Jell-O salad at home, the one with the marshmallows in it.
And I was like, that's funny and all, but this also highlights how out of touch you've become, because, like, potlucks are pretty common, and they're not, like, something, like, left over from the 50s. Like, it's pretty common that people are like, hey, let's do a potluck. It's actually considered to be a pretty fun thing to do.
Well, I suppose that depends on what church you go to, because I still see plenty of Jell-O molds with marshmallows in them. Trust, sir.
Well, I guess no one has been watching Barefoot Contessa potluck episodes recently, where her best gays come over and they play cards afterwards.
Well, you see, Contessa's brought it back.
Now that's a hipster. The Barefoot Contessa.
So over at Days of Our Lives, Lisa Rinna shows up. It's like, hi! Hi, wardrobe person. You've aged. I kind of haven't. Hi. Hi.
That's like a long kiss on the lips. Yeah. He's like, girl, okay. She's like, before days I was on unemployment. I was in 19 Taco Bell commercials. How are you on unemployment with 19 Taco Bell commercials? That's rich, okay? That's an actor's dream. You're like Flo from Progressive Insurance.
I know. Yeah, that's actually really good, Rinna.
She's like, commercials. Oh my god. And then when I got days, I was going to be like, Bo Brady! Oh, it was like the girl's Vogue moment. I was like, no, it wasn't. It really wasn't. I love you, but no, it wasn't. So Richard's like, I assume that we're going for sleek and spy. She goes, yeah, sleek and spy. Sleek. Spy sleek. Did you notice when they sat her down to do her makeup, there was a wig? They like showed a close up of a short haired wig.
I did not notice that. That's
shady
funny.
Fuckers.
So shady. So meanwhile, back in somewhere in Beverly Hills or Encino, wherever Kyle is, Dorit finally shows up. She goes, I want to cry right now, Kyle. It's the worst experience I've ever had in my life. I was like, girl, you were sheltered. You were a sheltered.
There's
fish.
A princess that went missing and this idiot couldn't find her. Then there were all these little mushrooms, I suppose. We're supposed to just jump on them.
I mean, one moment I was in a desert. Next thing you know, I'm holding onto a turtle shell, swimming through water. I'm like, what is this crazy place? And a giant monster thing's throwing fireballs at me. And someone's like, grab the hammer, grab the hammer. I'm not equipped to do this, so I do it anyway. It falls in the lava, and after all that, they're like, the princess is in another castle. I'm like, well, Kyle, I don't care about the princess. I'm just looking for flatbread and a path to Kyle's house. You know what I'm saying? Terrible.
Where am I singing fever?
She's walking around that fire castle. Where's my stage?
And then I was going so fast. I was like, this limo driver's out of control. This blue little furry hedgehog. We're going around in loop-de-loops. I'm like, you have to drive more safely, hedgehog.
He keeps driving upside down in tunnels, Kyle.
So Kyle and Dorit, yeah. Okay, so then Erica and Vanderpump are in the car. And Vanderpump's like, well, Erica, Jane, my friend, my little birdie friend, let me brush your hair, sweet.
She's like, I went to dinner and I said the lawsuit was dropped. And she's like, oh, yeah, wow, great. She goes, yes. And they talked about a bunch of bullshit. She goes, oh, yeah. Well, yeah, that's how they are. She's like, it hurt me. She goes, oh, let me guess. You needed more. She's like, yes. Yes. Yes, Erica! You got it!
It's Dorit passing in a limo.
She just, like, shows the tits. She's like, take a good look at these, Erica! They're expensive, too! So, it's like National Lampoon, right? So Lisa's talking about how Kyle was basically being self-absorbed and that this is been a problem for Vanderpump in the past, and they show this flashback of a scene that I had either forgotten or never made on the air, but either way, it's so much funnier in this context, because Lisa's like, Kyle,
Ken's having a kidney, just had a kidney stone. It was one of the most terrible things in the world. It's like, blip, blip, blip.
Sorry, Lisa, my agent, hold on.
Anyway, he was in such pain. He was so vulnerable. And it made me think about my own mortality. Blip, 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 blip.
I'm sorry. My agent's like, what's up, girl? And I'm like, hey. You were saying?
Would you rather talk to your agent?
Don't ask questions that you don't want answered. No, she would much rather hear about Ken's kidney stone.
Listen, some of us are teetering on the precipice of relevance, so when the agent calls, everything stops, okay?
Yes, okay. We will both just get up from your table and leave.
I did it to Ronnie earlier, okay?
Like, I don't even have an agent. If anybody's agent called me, I'd be like, bye, I gotta go.
Like a rental agent. Like, honestly, like if Alamo called, it's like, excuse me, Ronnie.
So Rena calls, and Rena calls on FaceTime. She's like, hello, ladies. The middle days, the middle days, the middle days, and driving class at beds. I'm buying beds for children. And Erica's like, oh, you're missing out. Oh, listen to what LVP said. She was talking about her old-ass husband doing something or other, court case, whatever. And then the ladies didn't care. Blah! Isn't that hilarious? Like, she totally felt like she was just being mocked or something.
Rina's not paying attention. She's spending the entire time looking at herself in the FaceTime camera. She's like, look at my makeup. I look young. It's like 1992, Lisa Rinna. Were you saying something? Anyway.
Do I look like Billy Reid or does Billy Reid look like me? Which came first, the chicken or the Billy Reid egg? Am I right?
Billy Reid's been through a lot. It's true. Yeah. She's a firsty.
She goes, well, Vanderpump never gets upset, so it's a shame I can't go see her have her royal shit fit. Okay, gotta go, bye.
I'm auditioning for an Alamo commercial. Did someone say something about Alamo recently?
Oh, the day that that man gave us the news and saved the Alamo. Wait, why is everybody talking about something else? Did you not hear my news about the Alamo?
They forgot about the Alamo. Let them suffer.
So Lisa and Erica arrive at the beach house, and Lisa's like,
how lovely, what a lovely vestibule. Now, where's the rest of the house? Oh, this is it. I see.
A pillow that says pillow. Well, isn't that poor person of you, Teddy? You are just like one of us. And wow. By one of us, I mean general human beings.
How American of you. How American. I mean, I could never ride a horse like you, Teddy. But perhaps I could teach you a thing or two about pillow words.
Did you notice that Erica's like,
oh, hi, Teddy, here's a cake.
It's like, you sneaky bitch. You just handed for that cake like you brought it.
I didn't notice it. But Teddy's Teddy like, goes, I'm Teddy.
This is going to be... Vanderpump goes,
oh, so this belongs to your family, John Cougar by B Doobie Doo, does it?
And she's like, no, we bought it. Hi, I'm Teddy. Look at the backyard. We've got chairs. I have cornhole. And Vanderpump goes,
Ken would love this. He's been trying to get in my hole for years.
Which one? The only one.
Now take off my hat. It looks too good on you. Get it off, Erica. Get it off. Get it off. Oh, that's much better.
I felt you stealing my soul. Oh, thank God. Put it down on the... Oof, I felt you taking my entire spirit with that hat.
So Dorit shows up, and she's actually brought a lot of food because her mom's in town. So her mom essentially is like, I'm making food, which is the best part of when moms do that. And so
my mom found flatter bread.
You know, you open up every container and PK is taking a bite out of every single thing. You know, he has.
Quality assurance, babe. So, yeah, she's like, guys, I made lettuce wraps and egg rolls. And I've made
what are those things? Okay, basically, I went to Panda Express. Okay, guys, I'm sorry. It was terrible.
It was a nightmare.
No one knew how to do kung fu.
It was the most harrowing experience I've ever been to in my life, Vanderpump. Almost died.
I said, give me one of each and let's get out of here. It was just terrible, terrible, ridiculous.
So Kyle she's joking. She's like, how much are these houses? And Dorit's like, they're not a handbag, Kyle. They don't have price tags. And she goes, why don't you walk in and just ask her how much it is? Which, you know, Dorit's bringing that up later. Yeah. Kyle wanted to know how much it was. Yeah. I was like, I'll look it up online later. Hello, Zillow, great. Bitch.
Yeah, and Dorit is all proud of herself for bringing that food. She's like, if that's not an olive branch, I don't know what it is. More like an olive forest, for crying out loud.
Get it? Get it? You get my joke. Grove? Would that have been a better word? Grove? I don't know what that is. That a mall?
Man, I thought, ooh, the beach. How gorgeous. The sea. How gorgeous. The house is cute, too. Oh, that was me who made that funny.
Should I do the olive forest joke again? Should I?
Is that a board of Mario Kart? Olive forest. Olive garden forest heaven plane. That was...
So Lisa Vanderpump is still pretty salty about Dorit being 30 minutes late for dinner. So so she's telling Kyle, and Kyle's like, Lisa, that's not what you're upset about. It's like, Kyle, don't push your luck on this one, okay? Don't push your luck.
Vanderpump really doesn't know how to just keep anything inside. She's like, oh, are you sure you're not late because you left late? I sat there waiting for half an hour the other night, 34 minutes. And Erica's like,
I'm gonna drink this real slowly. And Kyle's like, oh, Jesus, here we go.
And Dorit's like, is that why you got up abruptly and left, Lisa?
And Lisa's like, I was talking about something that was huge for Ken and I. And Kyle goes, so you storm off because of that? I'm like, well, what part of huge did you not understand, Kyle? It was huge, and you ignored it. So, yeah, she stormed off.
Yeah, and Kyle's like, yeah, that's not it. You said that your husband would like to talk to you more than us. And she's like,
so I was brushed aside.
And Teddy's like, welcome to my beach house. Hey, have you guys seen my beach pillow? It says beach.
And Lisa's like, maybe I was drained. Maybe I was tired. Maybe I didn't want to sit there for 30 minutes. And Kyle goes, or maybe you didn't like it wasn't about you for a moment. It's like, oh,
yeah, like, whoa.
Says Kyle, the one who made it about you instantly.
She goes,
I mean, they're both self-involved. What can I say?
She goes, you were upset because we were having a moment. You can take it. Okay, we both have pirate sleeve shirts. The same one, Lisa. Okay, if Dorit were crying, would you have gotten up and left? And she goes, I don't know. She's like, it says so much about our relationship that she wouldn't even care enough about me to say she would.
I don't want to talk about it anymore. Look what I did. I appropriated what you did. Where's my one glass that I can cry into like a baby? I don't want to talk about it anymore. And Kyle's like, but you brought it up. I don't want to talk about it anymore.
And Kyle's like, who brought the food? I'm taking it to my bedroom.
Dipping sauces. It's like all awkward and silent.
Teddy's like, I counted how many pita bags you just took to your room. Don't mess up. You're going to be held accountable for that.
I'm Teddy.
I'm Teddy. So, let's see. So, Erica is talking about her periods for some reason. She's like,
oh, my periods are the worst. It's like a faucet. You turn them on and lots of blood comes out. Just lots of it. You have to keep waving your hand under it and it keeps coming out. You're like, wait a second. I thought these things were timed.
And Dorit's like, psychosomatically, I'm starting to feel your pain. I'm like, Erica's like, shut the fuck up, bitch. You don't know what the fuck I'm feeling right now. Get out of here. Don't try to take my pain away from me. By the way, I just want to point out that, like,
when that's not what psychosomatic means, is it?
Psychosomatic means that, like, if someone's talking about feeling sick. Well, yeah, actually, yeah.
It means like you make yourself sick.
Right, basically. But usually it happens by the power of suggestion. So, yeah, it's perhaps a not the best use of that word. But I just want to point out that when Kyle stomped off to her bedroom, she's like, I'm not going to give Lisa an apology. I know she wants an apology, but I'm not going to give her one. I'm the one who I should be getting an apology from Lisa, and it's not going to happen. I know it right now. I'm like, do you realize that you're both being idiots? You're both expecting an apology, and you're both unwilling to give an apology. How about you both apologize for just basically not listening to each other? You know? Yes.
But I do like it because then when she does get the apology, it's a Vanderpump apology. It's like, well, okay, then I'm sorry I hurt you, but you have to be sorry too. All right, the end.
Yeah.
You know, that would have lasted like 5 Eileen seasons. Like, exactly. Well, no, I don't know if I felt it.
I felt a little weird, you know, like the other day. Yeah, like, I felt so weird. Like, I felt so dismissed because I was like feeling something and I don't know.
Oh, Eileen, I didn't know you were so sensitive. Okay, I'm sorry.
Hey, remember the time you said you were sorry, but you said I was really sensitive? I don't know, I felt... sort of like icky to me, a little icky. So So meanwhile, so Kyle and Teddy are out on the beach later on, and they're just like chatting, and Kyle's still mad. But guess what? Sunshine has arrived late in the afternoon.
Hi, girls.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Whoa, it's amazing. Oh, my God, it's amazing.
Wow. And then she's like tripping over the sand. So Camille.
Like, hi, Bob. Hi. Oh, yeah, hi. Hi. Just like,
hi, I'm Camille. Up. Nice, like, to meet you.
This is like, so, so amazing.
So not upsetting.
And Vanderpump's like, well, hello, awkward dancing lady on poles. How are you doing? And Kyle's like, well, I hope you have fun here because it's not very peaceful.
What happened?
I broke off Phoenix's head.
Lisa's like, well, Kyle won't give me her comfortable Adirondack's chair, so I have to sit on this less comfortable chair.
Camille goes,
look at this light, girls. I want to get your picture.
And she takes a picture of Lisa and Kyle, and they both look at the camera like, they're pissed.
She's like, wow, that was pretty.
Do you think, could we get Mauricio on the phone to explain what happened while I was away?
Okay, Mauricio, so are you there? Like, yeah, so I'm like, here. So, like, here's like, what's going to happen. You know, like, Vanderpump was hurt because, like, you know, she went through a court case or something, and then, like, she didn't get sued, but, like, nobody cared sued, because, like, really, who cares, you know? Cares, so it's like, you're not like, getting sued. What do you want, a party, sued, you know? Party, so then Kyle started crying, but I told her, you know, you're going to cry in a pirate shirt because pirates never win, you know?
Never win, no.
And that's basically what happened.
That's basically what happened.
Yeah,
so
amazing.
Upsetting.
So then they get into it again. She's like, I was just frustrated, Camille. I'm in a wooden chair, and it hurts me bum. And Kyle said, I brought it with to read. For what? To be late? I didn't know. Kyle's like, you don't even care about me. Oh, you have nothing to clean it.
And Erica goes,
what can I say? We're petty.
Petty, that's half of my tagline. Petty, what is it? Petty glamorous? Petty chic? Petty, what is my damn tagline again? Petty. Petty ugly, ugly petty, the ugly petty. What is her thing? What is it? The petty ugly, the pretty petty. What is it? Lori Petty.
Lori Petty. She wishes.
What is
Although it? She does have Lori Petty's kind of attitude, right? Lori Petty's like, yeah, she's got it in her where she's like, this all sucks. It's just like Lori Petty with a lot of makeup and wigs, you know, and pussy songs.
Yeah, I don't remember. I'm trying to look it up. The petty. Petty mess. That's what it is. The
petty mess. That's what I
pretty
am.
Mess. Called the pretty mess, sir. Petty mess.
Oh, it's the pretty mess?
The pretty mess, darling.
Well, what can
not
I say?
The petticoat junction mess. So they are basically fighting over like who's a better friend or whatever. And she's like, Kyle, I don't favor Dorit over you, but I favor you both over Max. Doesn't that count for something, darling? He's still a runner. Isn't that hilarious?
I'm sorry I made you feel like a runt, Kyle. But what can I say? I like Kim Richards more. Oh, I said it.
When I gave you that pillow that said, life isn't always great, but at least you're not Kim. I meant it, Kyle.
Take notes, Teddy, on the pillow front, by the way. So Lisa's like, I just want an apology. So basically, Kyle wants an apology from Lisa because Lisa made Kyle feel like Dorit was more special. And Lisa's like, fine, I'm sorry about that, but I want an apology for saying that I plotted against Teddy. I did not plot at all. I'm not a plotter. Don't say that. She's like, okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, she's like, well, she's like, surprise. I mean, she's not being honest about her apology, but I'll take it. And that was pretty much it. She's like, you're hard on me sometimes, Vanderpump. And she's like, oh, I'm not crying. My makeup is the best. And then she steals her seat the second she goes inside. Like, it's a classic Housewives petty fight part two.
Yeah, exactly. I was a little surprised. I thought this was going to just spiral into some super petty drama that was going to just get bigger and bigger and bigger over the entire season. But it seems almost like they patched things up a little bit, which is almost...
Oh, well, Dorit will try. Don't you worry.
Yeah.
Well, Lisa told me one time she thought car rhymes with a pal car.
What did she mean by that? Well, why would she tell you that? Not me. Don't worry, Dorit is there to make it worse and worse.
I'm excited for it. I'm very excited.
Me too. Let's wrap her up, Ben.
Well, you guys, we don't have a listener spotlight this week, so apologies for that. But if you're doing the listener spotlight thing and we've missed you, be sure to email us. For everyone, we'll be back tomorrow to talk Summer House. I always forget that we're talking Summer House tomorrow, and then I always get excited. Carl.
Summer House.
So you guys, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Go to watchcrafters.com to buy your live show tickets, because we always have a fun time live, and we want you to be part of that. So go there, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.